This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.
Brothers and sisters, what am I talking about when I say that our very first parents, Adam and Hawa, were evicted from the Garden of Paradise because of it? The inner flames of desires are fanned because of it. Wealth is sought at any expense in order to satisfy it. Diseases flourish because of what is put inside of it. What am I talking about? Introducing the human stomach. In a hadith which is to be remembered and shared around the dinner table, at the sunset of each evening of Ramadan, when we are breaking our fast, are the words of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, "Ma mala'a adamiyun wi'a'an sharran min batnin." There is no vessel that man fills more terribly than his belly. He said, "Bihasbi ibn Adam akalatin yuqimna sulbahu," several morsels of food in order to keep your back straight should be sufficient for him. And then he said, "فَإِنْ كَانَ لَا مَحَالَ فَثُلُثٌ لِطَعَامِهِ وَثُلُثٌ لِشَرَابِهِ وَثُلُثٌ لِنَفْسِهِ." But if he insists on eating more, then he is to dedicate a third of his belly for food, and a third for drink, and a third for breathing. I mean, I have a friend of mine who told me that he doesn't feel like he has properly eaten if he's still able to move afterwards. SubhanAllah. Until this day, I still remember a case where a brother was invited to an all-out eating buffet of some sort, all you can eat, and he ate so much that he actually needed a team of paramedics to carry him out of the restaurant on a stretcher. Amusing, maybe, but to Abu Juhayfa, it wasn't very amusing. Abu Juhayfa is the name of a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who narrated that the Messenger alaihi salatu wasallam said, "Inna akthara an-nasi shiba'an fi dunya aktharuhum ju'an yawm al-qiyamah." Those people whose bellies are fullest today will be the hungriest on the Day of Judgment. And after hearing this hadith, Abu Juhayfa did not eat to his fill till the day he died. And subhanAllah, I mean, we wonder why our eyes struggle to shed tears in Allah's thought. Why those evening prayers of Ramadan seem so long and heavy and burdensome. Why our hearts at times feel so rough and hard. Why our enthusiasm to set visions and to create strategies for our hereafter in this month is so weak and lazy. One of the main reasons is that our attention is so obsessively focused on our bellies. Imam Ahmad was asked the question, "هل يجد الرجل من قلبه رقة وهو شبع?" Can a person whose belly is always full experience a soft heart? What did Imam Ahmad say? "ما أرى." I don't believe it is possible. And similarly, Luqman al-Hakim, he said to his son, advising him, he said, "My son, إذا امتلأت المعدة نامت الفكرة وخرست الحكمة وقعدت الأعضاء عن العبادة." My son, when a person's belly is full, his thoughts are put to sleep, his wisdom is silenced, and his drive to worship Allah is paralyzed. Perhaps it's worth noting here that scientists say that the organ in the human body that is the quickest or the fastest to decompose after death is the stomach. And despite this, one of the main reasons why we as human beings cross the lines of Allah Almighty financially, socially, and their likes is to serve that exact same organ, the stomach. Surely it's not wise, therefore, to limit your potential in Ramadan and maybe limit your potential in the hereafter to serve an organ that will be the very first to bid you farewell.
Oh Ramadan, oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.